This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean, as well as around the world via the internet and on the satellite, live streaming right now. Now, a shout out goes to our military men and women, as well as all our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to those little old waitresses taking care of the truckers and the truck stops, thank you for the job you do, too, pouring that coffee and keeping the food coming. All right, a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, you guys up here in the northern tundra, Wyoming and Montana. You guys stay safe. Be careful. Also, to the guys and gals in Aramco over there in Saudi Arabia. Heard from one of those folks yesterday, and they were telling me, USA, USA. But don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, well, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
First of all, a special kudos to you for the job you did last night. I got dozens and dozens and dozens of phone calls and messages, hundreds of messages, telling us what a great job they thought you did last night in covering what we did, because we had so much stuff going on last night. It was unbelievable.
We sure did. Well, I'm really glad to hear that. I appreciate that.
All right. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Christian values. I got something I want to play here right off the bat. Let me see. The vice president had something to say yesterday.
Does is at the direction of the President of the United States. All the efforts of all federal agencies in cooperation with state governments and local health officials is reflective of the decisive leadership the President has brought this early on. It's important to remember that the President on January 31st suspended all travel from China. I said to Dr. Fauci, who I'll call up to address your other question in a moment, I said to Dr. Fauci today, as we look at Europe now being the epicenter of the coronavirus, that I asked him if we had not suspended all travel from China, what our circumstance would be, and he essentially said, we'd be where Europe is today.
All right, well, there was a little blip with the audio there. It wasn't like that when I played it earlier. I'll have to fix that later. But the point there was that the president, by suspending the foreign travel, probably saved this country what we're seeing in Italy right now.
Yeah, I can't agree enough on that, Captain. That's exactly right what the president did, because we knew that the virus was originating in that part of the world. We knew that the practical thing to do was to take action. And quite frankly, the president endured a lot of criticism. We hear from Joe Biden this idea of the xenophobia and this kind of stuff.
Huh.
But this was a practical issue. And you see, because what we saw happening and what we see now happening in Europe is that if you wait long enough now, you go back 2 or 3 weeks and then run the clock ahead, you see exactly where these big blooms of the infections are, and we would be, just as Vice President Pence is saying, we would be where they are right now, and because the President cut the travel off when he did, we are dealing with a terrible issue, no doubt, but we are not in the same ballpark as the Europeans.
Now, Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, has got a solution to the problem. You ready?
Yeah, what's that?
Listen to this.
Senator Sanders, your response?
Well, first of all, the dysfunctionality of the current healthcare system is obviously apparent. As I said earlier, there are people who hesitate to go to the doctor. You're going to have a maze of regulations. Well, this is my income, but that's my income. Can I get it? Can I not get it? Clearly, we are not prepared, and Trump only exacerbates the crisis. When we spend twice as much per capita on healthcare as any other nation, one might expect that we would have enough doctors all over this country. One might expect that we would have affordable prescription drugs. One might expect that we were preparing effectively for a pandemic, that we were ready with the ventilators, with the ICUs, with the test kits that we need. We are not. And bottom line here is, in terms of Medicare for all, despite what the Vice President is saying, what the experts tell us is that one of the reasons that we are unprepared and have been unprepared is we don't have a system. We've got thousands of private insurance plans. That is not a system that is prepared to provide health care to all people. In a good...
I'm going to stop it there because that's doing the same thing. We got too many insurance companies.
Well,
we have. That's what he said. Did you hear him? He said, we have too many private insurance companies. That's the problem.
Exactly. Well, he's using this crisis, Captain, to promote, really, you know, his...
Socialized medicine.
Yeah, exactly. And that's sort of his shtick, you know. That's the thing. And honestly, I think voters... And people who are just concerned Americans are turned off by that all over the country, because what we don't want to hear is some lecture that somehow if we only implemented the Bernie Sanders ideology of the Cuban Revolution or whatever, that all this would be fine. No, they understand that we're getting an unprecedented thing happening here. And what the president has done, despite what Bernie Sanders might say, is the president has brought together not only the federal resources, state resources, but also the resources of private industry in order to meet this challenge. And he's put us light years ahead of wherever Bernie Sanders could ever have possibly thought we could be.
Well, that's true. And the other thing is that what people have to understand is that Bernie Sanders and his idea of socialized medicine is somewhere between, last I knew, $50 and $60 billion.
Well, exactly. There's just, you know, I don't know if you could confiscate enough money to pay for what he's talking about.
All righty. Well, you hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. When we come back, there's some primaries going on today. My state's having a primary, Florida, 219 delegates up there. And I believe Joe Biden is going to get just about all of them. Hasta la vista, Bernie. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, I'll tell you what, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that if you're suffering from any type of struggle, you're nagging pain, don't know how to get rid of it, I will bet you this will help you because it helped me and it's helped tens of thousands of other people. As I said over the weekend, I had a man walk up to me at the gun show, shook my hand, thanked me for telling him about Relief Factor. He used to have a problem and it was gone since he'd been taking Relief Factor. It was gone. He didn't have it anymore. So here's what you do. You trot on over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're over there, you'll see the page, the 1995 Quick Start page. They've got a little video there if you want to take a look at it. You take a look at that little video and order your product. $19.95 is all it costs. And you try it for 3 weeks, and at the end of 3 weeks, if it doesn't work, well, you just tell them, nope, sorry, don't need any more. But I'll tell you what, over 80% of the people that take it stay on it. That's the record we have here on this show. We have the highest retention record of anybody, and it's because of one simple thing. It works. I would not tell you about it. I would not endorse it if it didn't work for me. So, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, have you got a hold of something sturdy there?
Yeah, I'll hold on to my desk here.
Well, I'm going to try to tell the guys and gals that are invested in oil not to jump out of any windows, but here we go. Oil today starts out West Texas crude at $28.70 a barrel. I have not seen it that cheap in, I'd say, 7, 8, 9 years.
Wow. Wow, and that's down from where it was.
It went down $3 a barrel. Now, get this. Brent crude, which is the A number one, you know, from over across, $30.05. And that was down $3.80 from yesterday. But this is where the rubber meets the road. You told me, and you were excited about your price of gasoline going down 10 cents a gallon, right?
That's right. It went down 10 cents. Yeah.
The wholesale price of gasoline yesterday, remember I told you it started out at 90 cents?
Right.
It dropped 21 cents a gallon to 69 cents a gallon for the wholesale price of gas, 69 cents a gallon without adding any tax or transportation charges to it. That's the process price coming right out of the refineries.
That is really unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, if you think a dollar, and by the way, James up in Valdosta, thanks, James. He said exit 16 up there, it's $1.79 right now for anybody that's on the interstate going through Valdosta. Okay, we got it out there, $1.79. $1.65 is what it was yesterday in Plano. Young lady over there told us about it. I saw it for $1.89 yesterday here in my backyard, but it just dropped 21 cents a gallon yesterday.
That is really something. And so certainly, I mean, this is a very strange time, you know, in which we live, where we see these things happening, but all of this in the context of what's happening with the coronavirus, what's happening between Russia and Saudi Arabia,
yep.
What's happening on the stock market, all these things are going together, and we just don't know where this roller coaster is going to take us, but certainly in the short term, we'll see these gas prices go down, you know, significantly.
Well, there's something else about this. Now, America's needs are moved by truck. America's needs are moved by railroad. But a truck brings it to your front door, right?
Oh, that's absolutely correct.
So with that being said, that the most expensive cost of delivery is the price of fuel, right?
That's right.
And when the price of fuel goes down, what would you think would go down with it, maybe?
Well, you'd hope the delivery charges.
Because there have been fuel surcharges on it in the past when it was above whatever the peg price was to begin with, whatever the national average was when a lot of these contracts were signed, and that's the way that these things work. So consequently, what you've got is you've got what could be a tremendous savings all along the way. And see, this is something that nobody's talking about, and they should be, but they don't understand the trucking business. They don't understand the transportation. They don't understand that it all comes into the cost of the product. And I'm about ready to, there we go, I'm going to post this up there right now on my Facebook page, Matt Bruce, and people can take a look at this. But holy cow, isn't that something?
It really, really is. And, you know, again, but what we see happening with Saudi Arabia versus Russia, but we think about all those who are getting laid off because of the impact on the fracking here in the United States.
Yeah, but here's the deal, okay? People in the oil business are a very hardy bunch. A lot of these guys that are working, say, up in Montana, they could be on a plane tomorrow and be over in Polynesia.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Working for the same company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it works, and that's what they do. They follow the oil. All right, here's Sally. All right, Sally is over in Plano, and thanks, Sally. She heard us. It's $1.59 at Sam's Club and Costco in Plano, Texas, right now, down from $1.65. Well, Sally, it's going to get even cheaper.
Exactly.
It's going to get even cheaper. Gee whiz, 69 cents a gallon for the wholesale price of gasoline. I can't remember the last decade when it was that cheap. Can you?
No, not at all. It reminds me of many, many, many years ago when gas was a lot cheaper comparatively to today, and that was even following the big oil embargo of the 70s.
Well, I remember 2001, we kept a fuel receipt because somebody said to us, you ought to keep that as a souvenir. My wife and I, when she was alive, we were traveling in our motorhome. And we had bought, it was diesel, and we had bought diesel for, 89 cents a gallon, somewhere near Valdosta. It wasn't Valdosta, but it was like right on the line. It was a Flying J, Lake City, there we go. I think it was Lake City. But anyway, we bought diesel for 89 cents a gallon, and my wife says, you know, we ought to keep that receipt and frame that because we'll never see it that cheap again. And she was right. She was right.
Exactly right. Well, here in California, at least in my area of Southern California, we're talking $3.35 a gallon. That's unbelievable.
And down from where you guys are at to begin with, that's remarkable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everybody around here would think, oh, good, that's a good deal. I got to go put gas in my car.
But you want to know who this is killing right now?
Who's that?
Russia.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
They cannot afford to keep playing this game with cheap oil. They cannot afford it. They're losing their you-know-what.
Yep, exactly. That's why where this stops, nobody knows. And but this is a big ego trip as well for Putin in a very, very big
right.
way. Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about something that's going to take place today. And a lot of people need to be aware of this because they're going to be surprised. If you go strolling into your McDonald's or your Wendy's or your Burger King or wherever it is you go for your fast food breakfast, you're going to have a big shock, and that is the dining room is not going to be open.
That's exactly right, Captain. A lot of these different restaurants, of course, they're responding to the calls for the not just social distancing, but trying to make sure that you don't have people congregating in groups really larger than 10. Here in the Los Angeles area, that was mandated. All the restaurants have to go to a takeout or delivery only. So we're going to see a lot of changes. And also, of course, it means that there could be a lot more, if people are going to venture out of their homes, they're not going to be able to sit down and eat, but that means there could be lines out the parking lot, these kinds of things, and have a new problem.
Well, it adds a new dimension to the word drive-through and the lines you're going to see there. Remember the gas lines getting into gas stations?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, do you see the lines trying to drive into a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Kentucky Fried Chicken or Pizza Hut or whatever, wherever they got to pick up one of those? Because all restaurants now are going to be moving to the drive-through delivery or walk-in takeout, period. That's it.
That's it. Exactly. And so it puts a whole new dynamic onto this whole coronavirus, preparation and all these kinds of things. And, you know, I'm hoping that, of course, the restaurants are going to continue to be able to employ people that they're employing right now. We may start seeing some changes with that. Who knows?
Now, I will say this. I got to interrupt you for a second.
Sure.
It's not mandatory. It's not a federal law. It's not a state law yet. It's not mandatory, but all the restaurants, regardless of who they are, Ma and Pa, the Bill's Cafe, whatever it is in your neighborhood, all restaurants are being encouraged to close down their dine-in seating, including suspending the use of their self-service beverage bars and their kiosks, and making people walk up, place an order, and then walk out.
Right, exactly, and this is a good way, of course, to keep people from being, you know, too close to one another, this kind of thing. And also, Captain, we're seeing that movie theater chains, Regal, one of the largest chains in the nation, is shutting down.
Well, why wouldn't you? You can't stay 6 feet apart in those things.
Well, exactly. Well, originally, some of these theater chains like AMC, they will probably follow suit, but they've been trying to space people out in the theaters, this kind of thing, and also it's leading to some of the movie studios saying, well, we're going to go ahead and put our first-run features up for rental right away because people aren't going to be going out to the cinema to see them. So these business models are literally changing overnight in many respects.
Yeah.
And then how do you open these places back up again to have big congregations of people?
Well, we'll get into we'll get into the ifs, maybes, and sorters and when all this might end, because they did the first vaccine yesterday in Seattle of the first human subject, and there's another vaccine in the offing from Canada, and there's more test kits coming. One company said yesterday they have 10 million test kits waiting for the CDC to give them their permission. Should give them out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I think that we've done a fantastic job from just about every standpoint. With that being said, no matter where you look, this is something, it's an invisible enemy.
An invisible enemy. That's how President Trump characterizing the coronavirus. At the White House briefing, the president outlining a new series of coronavirus guidelines. The two-page list called 15 Days to Slow the Spread. It advises Americans to avoid eating out in restaurants and to avoid social gatherings with no more than 10 people. The president asked about the potential for restrictions on domestic travel.
Hopefully we won't have to do that, but it's certainly something that we talk about every day. We haven't made that decision.
As for the stock market, the largest sell-off ever on Wall Street in one day, with the Dow down almost 3,000 points on coronavirus fears. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Kyle Warren will continue in just a second. Got to tell you that this portion of the show is brought to you by my favorite car insurer, and they also have my homeowner's insurance, and that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, they insure about 21 million people, including myself, and I've had some real good luck with them. I've been with them now for about 12, 13 years, something like that. Might be a little longer, but I know it's at least that long. And they do my car. I've also had a truck with them, so they did the truck when I had that. But I've always had my homeowner's insurance with them. And as a result of that, I get what's called a bundle price, and I save on my vehicle. But I also get a very competitive rate on my homeowner's insurance. And a lot of my friends have come to me and said, oh, my damn homeowner's insurance went up with a 50, whatever. You know what I mean? Because every year you hear somebody getting their insurance jacked. To be honest with you folks, I get a discount for being a safe driver. I know it's getting harder. The older you get, the harder it is to keep from getting steered into by some jacked up whatever coming down the road with the boombox going, not paying attention. That's a story for another day, by the way. But anyway, the thing of it is I do save money, and money is important, especially now. And if you want to see what they can do for you, check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Tell them the captain sent you, and maybe they can save you some money in your insurance. And I don't know, you could use it to go drive through the drive-thru at McDonald's. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I should stop kidding about that because I like to drive through the drive-thru at McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts on the way home, and once in a while I'll stop at a, I'll never stop at a $10. It used to be $5 at Starbucks, you know.
Right.
But I'll never stop there. They could give me the bill and I wouldn't stop there. I'm sorry. We've got a new place here called Conservative Grounds. And it's on Overton Road at 66 in a little shopping plaza. And it's all conservative memorabilia there. Trump stuff and American flags and an honor wall where first responders and veterans can sign the wall and you get a picture taken. You saw the picture of me Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
I was sitting behind President Trump's desk.
That's right, the Oval. Yeah.
Yeah, with the Oval Office, with the president on one side of me and the first lady on the other. But anyway, they got all that. It's kind of like a little tourist trap, too. And for you folks that are down here that are in the Largo area, it's Overton Road at 66. It's called the Conservative Grounds. And stop in there and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. I think they open at... Sunrise. I believe they're open 7 to 7 is what they told me. So there you go. Now, the other thing is, we talked about this crisis, and how long do you think this crisis is going to go, Kyle?
Well, that's at this point anybody's guess. People are hoping it's going to be just a few short weeks.
Well, it could be a few short weeks if we just do what they're suggesting we do to cut down the spread of the virus going across the country, which now that they have the tests and they're going to start to do some testing, we're going to see the numbers get higher. However, the age group that they're most concerned about is, say, 75 plus.
That's right, yeah. Older senior citizens, and some that might have underlying health issues. But also simply because immune systems begin to fade a little bit. That's their concern.
Yeah. And, again, there's a way to do that. I mean, people don't understand. You can take vitamin supplements. People say to me, they go, how do you keep going? How do you keep going? How do you keep going? Well, it's pretty simple. I load up on vitamin C and vitamin B12. That's part of what I do. Plus, I have a great regimen of vitamins issued to me by a doctor who knows what they're talking about, and I just keep on trucking. So they say I'm like the ever Energizer Bunny.
Oh, that's absolutely right. Yeah, I don't know how you do half the stuff.
Well, now you know. Now you know.
Yeah.
All right, but the other thing is we talked about CNN over the weekend and yesterday, remember?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that correspondent who blatantly took a statement, which was a lie, and kept saying it over and over again, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, guess who did it yesterday at CNN?
Who's that?
Jim Scudo. He spread the fake news of the nationwide curfew again. Well, this country's going to be under a nationwide curfew. You're going to have to stay in your homes and no one will be able to go out. He did the thing. I swear to God, he did the same thing again yesterday on CNN. Folks, quit watching the channel. Quit watching the channel. The only reason I know it is because guess who reported it?
Who is that?
Breitbart.
Oh, Breitbart, yeah.
It's on Breitbart's page. So I see it, and I go, and I look at it, and I see the video, and I go, you stupid SOB. And that's exactly what I didn't say it that way, but yes, I did say, because this is ridiculous. And there's people out there, Kyle, that are sitting there going, oh, my God, we're going to have, well, you tell me what your wife told you.
That's right. Yeah, earlier today, Captain, it started making its way through the, you know, social networking and so forth, and my wife came to me, and she says, hey, look at this. There's going to be a national curfew, you know, a lockdown that's going to be in place, you know, starting today. And it even morphed into, and the National Guard is going to be deployed to make sure we do it kind of thing. And I quickly looked up. In fact, you had posted something already saying, look, this is a huge hoax. But people believed it. See, and so we're also trying to tell our friends and everything, no, this isn't real. But what happens is that people hear that and they say to themselves, I've got to amplify my panic buying right now. And it makes it harder for everybody who needs things like milk and eggs and paper towels and all that stuff.
And here's the thing. It's being done intentionally.
That's right.
Because they want to create as much chaos as they can, as much disruption as they can, as much hysteria as they can, because they figure everybody's going to take this out on President Trump.
That's what they're thinking. And, you know, unfortunately for them, I think that this is going to wind up to be the same thing as the Mueller report and impeachment and all that stuff. Because, Captain, when we're watching President Trump almost on a daily basis, I think it is a daily basis, with him and Vice President Pence, Dr. Fauci, all these different experts, military and otherwise, and they're up there and they're telling us, the president is telling us all these different, he's on top of it.
Yeah.
He's in charge. He is absolutely presidential. Yeah.
All right. Now hold on, because Catwoman and Road Dog are a couple over the road truck drivers up there, go between Lafayette, Indiana and Laredo. Here's what they're telling me. They're going, "Hello, Captain and Kyle. We're here at the Pilot in Charleston, Missouri. And yes, all the dining areas are closed. Carry out only. We were told by an employee at the Loves in Blytheville, that's Arkansas, hot food will soon be discontinued, open for fuel only." That's the truck stops now, so that means some people are going to get laid off. We're trying to stay informed so we can make the decision when to stay home. We think it's only a matter of time. First cover 19 deaths in, they got 19, what? First cover 19 deaths in Indiana, news to me, and the first positive in our area. I'm attending a home and garden show in Fort Wayne. Have a great night. Blah, 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 blah. Cat, Warner, Road Dog. Okay, I don't know what that is about the deaths. I didn't know there was 19 deaths in anywhere other than Seattle.
Well, right, yeah, in terms of actual deaths, I know that cases have popped up.
All right, well, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to stop this. Al is saying, "I'm seeing posts the UN is being seen on the roadways." No, they're not. Stop the nonsense. We have got European... People don't understand that the United States Army bought some trucks made in Europe that are what, say, the German Army or the British Army would be driving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not the typical U.S. Army truck.
Right. Exactly.
So right away it's, "Oh, there goes the Germans! Oh, there goes..." And I've heard that from people that don't know what the hell they're talking about. So, Al, please, don't put that in there. It's a bunch of nonsense. Oh, well. Back to you.
Well, but
I'm serious. I mean, take a look at the modern-day Army vehicle out there. They're not all made in America.
Well, exactly. But these rumors start up, and also because a lot of people are just really wondering. We've never seen anything really like this in the modern era. We are, and a lot of times Americans, you know, they want to know, hey, what else is going on here? But right now, hopefully what we're seeing is simply the notion that if we do stay home, if we do cancel, unnecessary gatherings, meetings, even for business, we're going to lick this.
Well, let's finish this with the Mitt Romney nice guy card.
Oh, yeah.
Mitt Romney is proposing $1,000 for everybody in America.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I think this is Mitt Romney. He wants to make sure everybody likes him again or something. But all kidding aside, he's talking about this idea that of trying to, you know, pump money into the economy because a lot of people are being affected. So whether $1,000 is the answer, is it moving tax day? Is it the tax holiday on the payroll? All those things are up for discussion, I think.
All right. Tell us how you hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat.
This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. Quarter cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right beat, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match.
but there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang got in a radio fight. Well, he went to Keating's mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, Ray Carlisle, ain't nothing wrong with his radio. Oh, by the way, that was by special request for Sam the Paper Man, who wanted to hear that. And that also goes out to James, the expert paper relocator up there in Valdosta, Georgia. So I got the paper guys covered this morning. Alright, well, here we go. And I got a friend going to Colorado that said to me yesterday, you think I'll see any snow while I'm out there? And I says, oh yeah, and here's why. Remember I told you about a couple of days stretch of heavy rain and flooding possible in the lower elevations, and the snow winter storm warning up in the mountains of California and all that? I told you about that yesterday. Well, wouldn't you know that things have moved a little bit east. Now, we're over into Nevada with the snow. Reno, yep, you got snow. Winter storm warning today for Reno, be advised. Could get a little tricky there, especially going up over Truckee and down the other side. And up into the central part of Oregon, east of Medford, in the mountains right there, you've got a winter storm warning too. Richard, that would be east of you, I believe. And over there, Redding, California way, I-5, general snow coming down there. There is some snow all the way down to San Bernardino and higher elevations out east of San Diego going over towards Yuma. You got to go over a mountain range, and you're going to have some snow up on top of it. But over in Arizona, we've got snow north of Flagstaff, almost into Utah. Snow in central Nevada, that's all moving to the east. And we've got snow tonight in, just south of Flagstaff. As you climb up 17, headed north out of Phoenix, you'll run into it. It looks like about 2 to 4 inches is what they're working on right now. And then that snow will stay right along the mountain range all the way over to New Mexico. Now, in the meantime, hello, Wyoming. Hello, Nebraska. Hello, South Dakota. You have a winter storm watch, which is all part of the system as it moves over to the east. Al, it looks like you're going to get some snow there. You're going to get to shovel some more in the next few days. But it's a developing system. We don't know what's going to happen. The storms could combine with the one coming from the west. There's like one out in front of the other one, a wave out in front of a low-pressure system. You know how that works out. So we'll see. We'll just watch and see. So in the meantime, it's a watch, not a warning, and the snow could start any time today there in the western part of Nebraska and the south-central part of South Dakota and the eastern part of Wyoming, to include both Laramie and Cheyenne. Now, Colorado, you got a little blip right there, about the middle of the state, one of the mountain ranges, what looks like one of those little clouds. You know, you see the cloud, by the time you get there, it's snowing. That could be the situation right now. Eastern New Mexico, over I-40, headed towards Amarillo. Tucumcari, a lot of fog through that area right now. On down to Lubbock, I suspect, Lubbock, Texas has got fog tonight. Looks like dense fog. On down towards Ruidoso in New Mexico, so there's one little patch there, about 60, 70 miles wide from the Oklahoma Panhandle and the eastern New Mexico on down to the Texas line down there with New Mexico in that southeast corner, so be careful of that. A little bit of rain tonight. Might even be some flooding along with it in the central and southeastern part of Kansas, in Missouri, along towards Columbia, and down there by Springfield over towards, towards Fort Leonard Wood. You got some rain showers in there, plus you might have a little bit of high water to go along with that because the ground is saturated. Way up in the northern part of Michigan, way up above Green Bay, that upper peninsula up there, you got what looks like some rain and some wind and some unsettled conditions on the lake up there, so be advised of that. And other than that, it's not looking too awfully bad with the Truckers Highway and Byway report around the country. I don't see anything to talk about in the southeast, and everything is looking pretty doggone good the other way. Let's see here. And to Catwoman and Road Dog and to Ed, our trucker, and there you go. And, Al, I don't know about the Phil, the Punxsutawney Phil. I was paying no attention to what he did or did not see this year. And, you know, pretty soon the groundhog is going to move south to Florida. You know that. Because he's not going to want to come out in the middle out of his burrow in the middle of the wintertime. You don't need to worry about a burrow down here. You just come down here and pitch a tent somewhere near the beach. But anyway, there you go. And the other thing is, today is primary day, as I mentioned earlier. We do have primaries in three states today. Ohio moved theirs to June 2nd. But we've got 441 delegates to be decided. Now, Arizona is a state where it's 67 delegates and Democrats only can vote. Illinois, you can vote Democrat or Republican in the presidential primary, 155 delegates. And in Florida, it's party only, Democrat or Republican, both on a ballot. Excuse me. And Florida's the big prize today, 219 delegates. And we'll see what happens there. Now, at one time, Bernie was in the lead down here. But that quit. That quit when he talked about Fidel Castro in Cuba. That was like somebody stuck a knife in the back of the South Floridians down here. And they said, oh, no, ain't going to happen. And Bernie's support down here finally went right in the toilet. So watch for Joe Biden to win handily tonight down here when the votes come in around the country. We'll be talking about it later, I might add. And President Donald Trump, the folks will be voting for him, too. This is not, regardless of large gathering or whatever it is they're telling you about, this is a deal where you vote on a certain day, and if you don't, then it costs states and counties literally millions of dollars to reschedule to put it to another time, which is what Ohio did. And I don't know why you guys up in Ohio couldn't go along with the program, but your governor up there says, nope, nope, it's got to be June 2nd. So that's what they did, and it's going to cost you a whole bunch of extra money. I hope that you've saved up your pennies for a rainy day. Somebody's going to pay for that. So anyway, there you go. But the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by your pilot in Plain Day Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And when you see that pilot billboard, pull on in there. Check them out. Same thing for the Flying J. And remember, they're going along with the country with the deal here. You know, the dining is not going to happen. So you're going to be able to go in, order something, take it out. And as Catwoman Rojaw just said, they'll probably discontinue the hot food services for a short time. You'll be able to get a cold sandwich, you know, cold soda, hot coffee, that sort of thing. Go in, order it, pick it up, and go back out just like a convenience store. So technically they'll be going back to the days of what they were when they were a pilot. So that's a shame. That's a shame. But, again, drive-through windows, walk-up windows, they have those sort of things, no problem. It's just the gathering of 10 people or more. They're all these restaurants, you know, you can put 100, 150 people or sometimes more than that in a McDonald's, and they're not going to be doing that. You're going to find out today when you go over to your friendly local neighborhood, you know what, it's going to be, may I take your order? They might meet you at the door for all I know. Who knows? Chick-fil-A does that too, by the way, the drive-thru line. All right, I'll be right back. Top of the hour news, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with this.